CliffCentral.com.
It's time for our first episode of East Randers, everybody. Very exciting. This is where we'll find out about the people of the East Rand. It's time. Let's start off with Amanda, do you want to tell us who this first person is on the East Rand? Hang on, let me just get you on here. Hang on a second.
This Amanda, of course, is a business.
Amanda lives on the East Rand, so she knows a lot of people there. And the point of this is not to make fun of people in the East Rand. It is to introduce us all to them. There are people in this country and in the world. We have listeners all over the world who don't know what the East Rand is. So, Amanda, go ahead.
Well, these people would like to remain anonymous.
Okay.
They're really cool.
All right.
Done some crazy stuff, and I thought, like, these are the best ones so far.
So we're just looking at some stories from the East Rand.
Yeah, some stories of what happened, why people love the East Rand.
All right, here it is, the first in our series of East Randers. All right, are you ready, people? Let's go.
Okay, well, as long as you keep me anonymous, I'll tell you a great Vale story. Look, there's 20 fight stories I can tell you, but they're a dime a dozen. So basically, Friday night, get ready, we go down to our local dive bar. The drinks are cheap and the girls are slutty, in other words. And at that particular time, there was a local South African band that had a song on the radio, and they were doing pretty well. And this one particular member of the band decided to come down to the local dive bar. And I'm not going to mention the band or his name, but for the purposes, let's just call him Brittany. And was running his mouth the whole night about how great his band is and how well he's doing and how people should treat him like a king. And obviously guys were getting upset with it. But as the night went on, people of Edenvale, much like this guy's band, kind of flock to a watering hole. So where buffalo and elephants come to the watering hole, the local Edenvale people went to the local bar and drank and smoked and carried on. And Brittany ended up getting so drunk, he slipped and fell and somehow managed to get his head stuck on the side of the toilet, and it ended up taking three guys to pull his head get his head unstuck from the side of the toilet. But yeah, he was now obviously covered in vomit and whatever else was on the bathroom floor. And eventually I had enough of this guy, and by the time the end of the night came, most of the people had gone home. Brittany was asleep on the beanbags, and I saw my opportunity, and I gave him a special leaving present called the Arabian goggles. I'm sure you guys know what that is. I'm not going to explain what that is. But yeah, that's my Vale story.
Arabian goggles, isn't that where you put your balls on someone's face?
No.
I think it is, yeah.
I'm scared to Urban Dictionary.
Yeah, I think it is. Is that a true story?
It's a Correct. True story.
Wow. Do we know who the band was, or...
Yes.
Okay. Really well-known band?
Yes.
Really?
Yeah.
Come on, give me a clue.
An animal with black and white lines.
Zebra and giraffe.
Zebra and giraffe. Oh, wow. Ooh.
Arabian goggles.
Arabian goggles.
I hope they have a song called Arabian goggles.
Well, there's one of the rough stories from the East Rand, and one of many that we will hear in the next few days. Thank you, Amanda. Amanda is the executive producer of that segment of the show. CliffCentral.com.